You two made it big out of Boston, not New York, not LA. So I thought if anyone would know about our existence, it would be a Treasury secretary from Harvard. No. When I said I was from U2, he had a flashback from Cuba, 1962. How can I put this? And don't hold it against him. Mr. Summers is, as President Clinton confirmed to me last week in Dublin, culturally challenged. But when I asked him to look up from the numbers to see what we were talking about, he did more than that. He did the hardest thing of all for an economist. He saw through the numbers. And if it was hard for me to enlist Larry Summers in our efforts, imagine how hard it was for Larry Summers to get the rest of Washington to cough up the cash to really make a difference for the third of the world that lives on less than a dollar a day. Well, he more than tried. He was passionate. He turned up in the offices of his adversaries. He turned up in restaurants with me, a rock star, to meet the concerns of his Republican counterparts. Counterparts? That's very good. There is a posh restaurant in Washington where they will not let us in now. Such was the heat of his debate. Blood on the walls, wine in the vinegar. If you're called up before the new president of Harvard and he gives you a hairy eyeball, drums his fingers, and generally acts disinterested, let me tell you, it could be the beginning of a great adventure for you.